Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Trump says that he's asked Turkey to provide a copy of a recording that's reported to show clear evidence that the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in Istanbul and is now back on his way to Washington to report his findings to Mr. Trump. Martin Patience has more.
They'll be holding talks today, but I think it's key, it's very interesting that Donald Trump has asked from the Turkish authorities to release this audio recording, which purportedly details the last 7 minutes or so of Jamal Khashoggi's life. The reality is we've just seen details of that published in the Turkish media, but we don't know if it actually exists. But that is seen as a key piece of evidence which would show, if true, show quite clearly that this journalist was murdered inside the Saudi consulate.
Prime Minister Theresa May is facing a backlash from hardline Brexit supporters in her own party after she told European Union leaders that she would consider extending her country's post-Brexit transition period by another year. Here's our political editor, Laura Koonsberg.
Any deal that Theresa May can broker with the European Union will have to win backing from her party at home. And in the last 24 hours, Number 10 has flirted with two ideas that make that task harder still. It's clear that Number 10 would consider extending the so-called transition or implementation phase until 2022, when even after the UK leaves the EU, much would stay the same, to give more time to finalise longer-term trade arrangements.
The head of the World Trade Organization, Roberto Azevedo, has warned against the dangers of escalating trade wars. Speaking in London to business leaders at the annual Mansion House speech, he said the imposition of tariffs posed a real risk to the global economy. Crimea has begun 3 days of mourning following a gun and bomb attack at a college in the city of Kerch. Most of the victims were students. More than 40 people are being treated in hospital.